Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 4. We'll be reading verses 4 through 19. And accusations against Israel and its priests are cited. The priesthood is accused of causing Israel's failure to abide by their covenant with God. And God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. You know, as we get to read this, I'm just reminded that, you know, as military chaplains, we are told that, you know, our mission, our ministry is to represent the divine wherever we are. And here is an excellent example of where the priesthood had failed. They were accused of causing Israel's failure to abide by their covenant with God because they weren't there representing the divine. They weren't there reminding Israel of what God had required of them, and in fact accusing Israel when they had openly sinned against God. And so there is a reason why God puts ministers on this earth. And if we're doing our job, it's nice to be appreciated and all that. But sometimes instead of an amen, the people need to be shouting out an oh my or God forgive us. So if the priests were doing their job, then Israel would not have fallen into the sin that they did. So let's begin reading in Hosea chapter 4, beginning at verse 4. The Lord says, "Let no one accuse the people or reprimand them. My complaint is against you priests. Night and day you blunder on, and the prophets do no better than you. I am going to destroy Israel, your mother. My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me. You priests have refused to acknowledge me and have rejected my teaching, and so I reject you and will not acknowledge your sons as my priests. The more of you priests there are, the more you sin against me, and so I will turn your honor into disgrace. You will grow rich from the sins of my people, and so you want them to sin more and more. You will suffer the same punishment as the people. I will punish you and make you pay for the evil you do. You will eat your share of the sacrifices, but will still be hungry. You will worship the fertility gods, but still have no children, because you have turned away from me to follow other gods." The Lord says, "Wine, both old and new, is robbing my people of their senses. They ask for revelations from a piece of wood. A stick tells them what they want to know. They have left me like a woman who becomes a prostitute. They have given themselves to other gods. At sacred places on the mountaintops, they offer sacrifices. And on the hills, they burn incense under tall spreading trees because the shade is so pleasant. As a result, your daughters serve as prostitutes, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Yet I will not punish them for this, because you yourselves go off with temple prostitutes, and together with them you offer pagan sacrifices. As the proverb says, a people without sense will be ruined. Even though you people of Israel are unfaithful to me, may Judah not be guilty of the same thing. Don't worship at Gilgal or at Beth-Aven or make promises that are there in the name of the living God. The people of Israel are as stubborn as mules. How can I feed them like lambs in a meadow? The people of Israel are under the spell of idols. Let them go their own way. After drinking much wine, they delight in their prostitution, preferring disgrace to honor. They will be carried away as the wind, and they will be ashamed of their pagan sacrifices." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 4, verse 9, where the Lord says to the priests, "I will punish you and make you pay for the evil that you do." you know, the priests were responsible for educating the people. You can read about that in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. But they had neglected their duties. And because they hadn't taught the people what God requires of them, then the priests will suffer the same punishment as the people will. And so it's important for us to remember that God has called us to be the watchman on the wall, and that when we see the world around us doing wrong, it's our responsibility to remind them that there is a living God, there is a loving God, there is a forgiving God. But this same living, loving, and forgiving God is a God of justice. And you will love him and serve him in truthfulness, or he will deal with you in justice. And none of us want that. Let's pray. Holy God, I acknowledge you as the one true God. I seek to follow and obey your teachings. Guide me this day as I seek to grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, our Thursday together has come to an end. Tomorrow, we'll be looking into Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 2, where the people's repentance is sincere. And so, until tomorrow morning, beloved, may God richly bless you. May all your prayers be answered. And may God open your eyes to all the spiritual miracles that are going on all around us. God bless you.